Kenny Loggins, we've been talking about this show now for a couple of weeks, is coming into town tomorrow night, Scheidecker Center out at Lindenwood, and he joins us now on the phone. Hello, Kenny. So are you bringing a full band in with you?
It's a full band, and it's a hit show. So for my younger fans who love Footloose and Danger Zone, they'll definitely get rock versions of that. It's the kind of show where if you remember the hits, there's a lot of them.
Do you still enjoy playing them, or do you try to put maybe a little different spin on some of those really familiar songs?
Oh, yeah. I like to let the music grow a little, but it's still very recognizable. Some of the songs are exactly as recorded. Pretty much, you know, Danger Zone, Footloose. Except for the solos, I let the players stretch a little more. Opened Up Whenever I Call You Friend a little bit. The songs are all very recognizable.
What's it feel like as an artist when you're singing these songs and everyone in the audience is singing along with you?
It's really great. It makes it easy. I can rest for a minute.
Well, there's that, the practical benefit of it.
Yeah, right.
You really played with everyone. I mean, Michael McDonald is a St. Louis guy as well, and I know that your past with him goes way, way back. But do you have a favorite collaboration, favorite artist you've worked with over the years?
No, I've been lucky to have worked with some really great artists. Steve Perry is one of a kind. I met Steve Perry when I opened for Journey at a big outdoor festival, and I was blown away. I mean, I'd never seen them before, and they were incredible. I just did a show, a PBS show that's coming up, Soundstage, and I tried to get as many of the people I'd collaborated with as possible, and I got David Foster, Mike McDonald, Jimmy Messina, of course. We recreated a lot of the stuff that I'd done throughout my career.
When you got involved in playing a lot of these soundtrack hits from the 80s, was that a conscious decision on your part or your management's part, or was that just something that you just sort of fell into?
A little of both. I'm All Right, Caddyshack was the first one that I did, and that was because I was one of the writers writing for Star Is Born. He called me to have me write something for Caddyshack, and that was the beginning of writing for movies. And then I had a buddy who wrote a screenplay, and he wrote a screenplay called Footloose, asked me if I would write a song or two for that. So again, it was like lightning in a bottle. It just happened to be writing for the right friend at the right time. Then Danger Zone, well, I wasn't supposed to be the singer on that, but the band that was supposed to be singing Danger Zone was Mickey Thomas and Starship. The lawyers screwed it up, so Giorgio Moroder called me and asked if I could step in at the last minute, and very next day I'm singing Danger Zone in his studio.
One of the things, though, about you that's so interesting, you continue to evolve, you're working on new things. And tell me about Frankie and Grace. My partner here, Sue, made me promise I would ask you about this because it's like her favorite show.
Huh. It's funny how many people really adopted that show. It's a huge hit. I was a running theme they kept referring to me throughout the season, I think even more than once. So they finally asked me to come in and be a character in one of the episodes. Of course, they're both incredible actresses. Lily never broke character. She's a very serious comedian. And I've known Jane for years. I knew Jane when she and Tom Hayden lived in Santa Barbara. So it was great to say hi and reconnect. But it's a funny show, and people seem to love it.
You still enjoy being on the road?
Not as much as I used to. I love performing. There's nothing like it. You get a real, you know, rush from getting up there and really making that connection. But the travel wears you down. I've got 5 kids at home. 2 of them are married, with one of them I have a granddaughter. I kind of rather be home now.
Well, you know, that's understandable. Considering how long you've been doing this, sure, the millions of miles you've traveled. But let me just speak for all of your fans here. We are glad you're going to be in St. Louis tomorrow night. Scheidecker Center out at Lindenwood University. Kenny Loggins, again, such an honor to talk with you. And thank you for taking some time out for us this morning.
Thank you. Appreciate it.